The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Shrigmamel sends a super chat. He says, this might be my last super chat for a month. I'm flying to Taiwan tonight. See you later. Wow, Shrigmamel. Shrigmamel on a plane. Man, you have to give credit to Shrigmamel. He's gonna have made so much efforts to have this child. Whether she's actually pregnant, this Taiwanese woman or not, doesn't matter. In any case, he's going to be in the middle of Asia and ready to inseminate. Wow. Shrigmamel on a plane. Fantastic. Shrigmamel has deployed the most effort I've ever seen from a man to really establish a family instead of depressing about the state of the Western woman. He went elsewhere, opened negotiation internationally, and there he is, perhaps going to meet a perhaps pregnant woman, perhaps from him. It's hard to know with these Asian prostitutes. Landolt Guntram says, good luck, Shrigmamel. Barnaby Buto says, based. Good luck, man. Absolutely. The best of luck to Shrigmamel, and if she's not pregnant or crazy, then you'll just be at the right place to pick up another one. Other way says, it was a Jewish Puerto Rican and his Fed buddies that helped remove Stripe from Odyssey. Already, you have investigated this in depth? I haven't. But we learned that, yeah, so basically Odyssey published a message today indicating, don't expect that it's going to be as easy to send super chats. We don't know how many users will do the conversion, but they seem to indicate the basics, which is you're gonna have the possibility to use a credit card, but this credit card will just fill up your account with this USDT, USDC, whatever it is. And it's going to be a stable coin, and you're going to be able to spend that money as you want in super chats. So in a way, you'll be able to put like $400 and just give me $10 every show if you want with a super chat. So there's some advantages to the system. And I think in the end, there's going to be less fees in the whole chain because you're going to be able, if you know you have a large budget for a month, you're going to put a lot of money in your account. If you have a small budget, you're going to put small amount, but it's going to be a single credit card charge. Shrimamel says, this woman isn't pregnant. My ex might be, though. Okay, well, then it's a hopeful possibility of inseminating her. Speaker's Corner says, JF, this isn't underwhelming. It's as good as it could have ever been. People's expectations were retarded on what the EO would say. You can't SBR via EO, only via Congress. Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about this, and in the end, yes, you are correct. I feel underwhelmed, but at the same time, you cannot be a president and decide to buy Bitcoin for the American government without having a law, because there's the whole sanctify, the whole crucial process of any spending must be approved by Congress. So if Trump went out there and bought Bitcoin, it probably could have been reverted in court, or it could have been causing some trouble. But I don't know. I was expecting maybe more solid language rather than say, I'm designating a group to study the feasibility of, you know, these sorts of terms I don't like, because it means, oh, well, it's down the line 6 months, 8 months. It's going to be a bunch of David Sacks and politicians just discussing, and do we establish a Bitcoin reserve? And in the end, it says the Bitcoin reserve would be potentially just the stockpile of what the government has already seized legally from criminal activities. So it's like, oh, well, this is already bought, so it's priced in a way. I was kind of expecting that there would be some indication that very soon the government will start impacting the market by buying. But at the same time, the Bitcoin market isn't reacting negatively. Bitcoin has been staying stable around 104 to today, after a small rise in the morning. So in the end, the market is saying, well, as good as it could have been, underwhelming, but not so much. The market is staying neutral. Shring Mamel says, Rodita said, if it doesn't work out, I'm taking a few years off to live in Asia. Wow. So oh yeah, you're continuing to work during these trips. So basically those trips are just during vacation periods. Okay, so yeah, I mean, you might need to, if that one doesn't work, you might need to concentrate on only insemination. Yes, Blankets, I've read the post from Odyssey. John Drake says, Trump does have mechanism to buy now. He has the power to turn gold reserves into BTC. Exactly, this is what I was expecting. I was expecting that Trump would declare somehow that there is something that the government already has that will go just, that will flow into Bitcoin. Maybe you would declare half of the gold we have, or a quarter of the gold we have. It seems to me that perhaps it could have been considered not a spending, but rather just a, you know how presidents can decide to buy barrels of oil, and they can decide to empty the oil reserve of the US. So I was expecting something like this, and they don't need a law to tell them you have to sell the barrels of oil. It's a strategic reserve. And in fact, if you invoke some sort of presidential power on the basis of it's an emergency and it's about national security, and if the Russians get those Bitcoin before us, we're going to die, you can basically do anything you want. And Trump probably would have had the goodwill and the support from the political class to let him do. Speaker's Corner says, all those ways are such poor value options. The best way to secure the Bitcoin is to buy out MicroStrategy. Yeah, well, are you going to buy them out at the current market price? Because let me tell you, you wouldn't be in profit. If you were to pawn MicroStrategy for its Bitcoin holdings, you would overpay, my friend. You would overpay. Currently, if you buy MicroStrategy, I believe their stock is 3-4 times. Last time I checked, it was 3 or 4 times above the value of the Bitcoin they hold. So it's significant. There's a significant distance here. Speaker's Corner says, you can't signal months in advance you are going to be buying. You just fuck the price for your buys. That's another thing, you know, but, you know, Trump did say to the Bitcoiners, I'm going to pump your bags. So perhaps we were expecting that he would just go, like, he would go full retard, and that he would just say it before buying it, just to kind of compensate the Bitcoin havers, to reward them for having been there before him. Speaker's Corner says, you would overpay, but nowhere near as much if you go out and buy 450k BTC. I don't know how that would play out. Rodita Sid says, Elon would know this. He screwed himself when he started talking about Dogecoin. Oh yeah, Elon must be enjoying the fact of being in a less aggressive SEC environment. Let me tell you, the country is changing. The world is changing. We can all feel it. It's pretty fantastic. It's not perfect. There are people who argue even that perhaps we're being fooled by the media. When Fox shows us the deportations that are happening every day, what we're not being told is apparently under Biden, around September 2024, they were taking like a measure of 4 months ago. Apparently, there were 300 deportations per day. Now, now we see that there are criminals that were held in sanctuary cities, and that Trump is getting at them and is capturing them and probably intends to deport them. Now, I'm not sure if a Biden deportation equals one Trump deportation. Because let me tell you, I've been deported from the U.S. I drove to the border. I said, I'd like to enter as a tourist. Can I come in 1 month, have fun with family, my girlfriend, etc.? And they say, sir, you are on the territory of the United States illegally. We will be accompanying you with 3 police cars to make sure that you are deported properly. And they had me sign something that, okay, I'm being deported. So I don't know, like, Biden, 300 deportations a day. I don't know that it's the same as Trump, 300 deportations a day, because it's very easy to refuse a couple of Canadians like me at the border, make it look like it's a huge deportation. Chuck Garrity says, they deny JF access, meanwhile hordes of illegals are pouring across. Yeah, it's ridiculous, because I would have brought money into the US, I would have seen family. I've always been honest to the immigration people. When I say I'm here for a month, I'm here for a month. I would leave. I wouldn't have caused any trouble. I may have not even spoken publicly during that month. It would have been a month of vacation. But no, under the Biden administration, they don't want white immigrants. Some people have recommended, Jeff, you should have passed through the southern border. Oh man, this guy is so sad. Let's listen to him.
I actually redone this a couple of times, but my name is Jeremy Hoffer, and it's nice to meet y'all, to anyone who sees this. But I'm the last member of my family left. There ain't nobody else. They've passed away. I'm 27. And my mama died before she was even 40. My baby brother and baby sister both passed away as infants. And today I realize that if anything were to happen to me today, not a single person on this earth would know I was gone. And I truly doubt anyone would care. And I want some record that I existed. I was here.
Bro, the record is the children you make. So find a girlfriend and start inseminating. You are a survivor of a family that is entirely dead. You need to make babies. You are the last hope of your genetic line. Wow, how sad. And I was looking at his TikTok, I think, or Instagram. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's TikTok. And the guy is just like me. I mean, there's not much difference between this guy and me. He's playing computer games all day, just being lazy, but he doesn't have the motivation to find a girlfriend. So you need to go out there on the market. There are women who are willing to have babies. They are as desperate as you. They may be in a situation just like you where they have lost people. You have to go out there and find whatever it is that the market has for you and just inseminate from there. Projection on Tesla's Berlin Gigafactory depicts Elon Musk throwing a Roman salute, and they added the text, Hail Tesla. So this is these German activists. They have these huge projectors, and they keep harassing the company of Elon, Tesla, and they harass by projecting fake stuff onto the building. I find this one pretty amazing. Elon Musk doing a Roman salute. And is this one? Yeah, it's Berlin, so it's in Germany. So amazingly, the German salute, the Roman salute, making a return to Germany. Shamrock Shake says perhaps his employment situation isn't ideal. Well, then he has to just start working, and there are lots of things that he may have to correct if he wants a girlfriend, but he has to do it. It's the game of life. And he's 27 years old, so he has time ahead of him. It's not late in life at 27 to be taking yourself the matters into your hand. Maybe you spend one or two years working on yourself, accumulating money, trying to find jobs, whatever it is that he needs to fix. And then Raised Fist says no girl will want him. Well, then you have to improve yourself until some girl wants him. I mean, there are loser women out there. They're fat, they're ugly, they live in an apartment, and they might choose him. So there's always something on the market. Sam Altman says, watching the president carefully recently has really changed my perspective on him. I wish I had done more of my own thinking and definitely fell in the NPC trap. I'm not going to agree with him on everything, but I think he will be incredible for the country in many ways. This is the Jewish attitude currently with Trump. It's like the Trump that I see today is not so different than the Trump of 2016. So why were you guys bashing on him in 2016? Why were you guys bashing on him in 2020? And now suddenly, within a few days of him becoming a president, suddenly you have an illumination. Suddenly he's good. Well, you guys are either pragmatic arrivist and you're just trying to benefit from positive words toward him, or you're just very bad at finding the truth in the mediatic environment. Or you are so interested at your Jewish interest and you have noticed this one difference between the President Trump of today and the President Trump of 2016, and it's a kneeling toward the Jewish interest. Now, on the side of the positive, despite the fact that I've said that the Bitcoin Order, so what does the Bitcoin Order establish? Well, there's going to be a group with David Sacks and politicians, and they are going to be establishing for the next 6 months how do we build a strategic Bitcoin reserve. They will network with where do we buy, where do we store, how do we store the keys, etc. So they're going to figure out the methodological aspects of all this, and and they will figure out the feasibility of taking all of the Bitcoin that the US government has seized from these criminal proceedings and see if it can be just straight put into the Bitcoin reserve. So it's a first step, but we will need an act of Congress to say we're buying more Bitcoin. And that's why I call it underwhelming. It's like, okay, well, there's no movement on the market for now. All right, we are back. We are back. Sorry, guys. It is the first time that an emergency happens during this setup, this new setup. I had to go deal with something, but I'm short of breath because I had to run and go deal with this, but everything is fine and everything has been handled. Rodilla Sid says, I think JF was sneezing or getting antihistamine. No. It's just that is going to be my way of handling emergency. I will simply disappear to a dark screen. Perhaps at some point we can add some music to the screen. But we are so back. So yes, the Bitcoin order. So establishments of the methods of the strategic reserve, putting of all the criminally seized money into that Bitcoin reserve, and then they will have to wait for Congress, I guess, to make a law that says, yeah, you do have to buy that much Bitcoin, or you may have a fraction. Whenever you take U.S. debt, you're going to put a percentage of this into Bitcoin. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, are you in or out of Bitcoin right now? I'm in Bitcoin. I've been waiting to see signs today, and this morning was good. It went up. Now it's stable. I think that 104 is still a little low, although, you know, depending on how things develop, we may have to sell and we may have to accept that we're going for a drop. But for now, I'm still hopeful. So I'm still in Bitcoin. I'm still hopeful that perhaps the next few days could be positive. But I'm on edge. I'm at the edge of, am I selling now? Am I going to sell in a couple of days? Do I aim for 108, for 113, for 120? All of these things I'm jungling in my head, and I'm following our people at the Discord server in the hashtag finance section. So yes, I bought back DK Shadow. I bought back around 92. So I've been hitting those peaks and those bottoms on this bull run, unbelievable. I'm so satisfied with my decision making as part of this bull run. I don't know what to do now. I was very confident in my last sales and buys, but this one, it's I feel an underwhelming, but the market seems to be saying maybe not. Maybe it wasn't an underwhelming order. I don't know. Another thing that comes positive about this whole Bitcoin announcement is we learned that the SEC has rescinded SAB 121, which prevented banks from custodying Bitcoin. Now, that may be big. That is actually bigger than the order as it currently stands, because that means that there may be some banks in the coming days that will have a Bitcoin strategy under Trump. If so, that would be a big impact. But it was just a rule made out of the SEC itself. Just banks can't have Bitcoin. That didn't make sense. And it's exactly the kind of nonsense that leads a Biden economy to be so poor. It's because you are forcing actors of the market to behave irrationally. And this is constantly the problem with Democrats. They will force you to employ people you wouldn't want to employ because diversity. They will force you to have your money in certain assets and not others because whatever. And this is the problem of an overreaching Democrat administration. A Speaker's Corner says, don't get overconfident trading. HODL is always the best strategy. Well, of course, HODL has been paying much more than anything, but I'm just trying to maximize my exits here, and I am looking to, you know, sell. So I'm not jungling with these trades only with the goal of increasing the amount of Bitcoin I have. I am looking to exit, and I am looking to catch the peak of this bull run, because last bull run I missed the peak and I stayed in Bitcoin. And let me tell you, I remember those 3 years of Bitcoin going down and down. And it's annoying. It's annoying because you wish you had sold. So this time I have decided I will not regret. I will enter the bear market with USD. So that's what I've decided. Trump is telling Bank of America, stop it with the censorship of conservatives.
And by the way, speaking of you, and you've done a fantastic job, but I hope you start opening your bank to conservatives, because many conservatives complain that the banks are not allowing them to do business within the bank. And that included a place called Bank of America. They don't take conservative business. And I don't know if the regulators mandated that because of Biden or what, but you and Jamie and everybody, I hope you're going to open your banks to conservatives, because what you're doing is wrong.
And Bank of America has answered what a lot of people are calling out as a lie. Bank of America serves more than 70 million clients, and we welcome conservatives. We will never close accounts for political reasons and don't have a political litmus test. But it seems that there's a lot of stories on the web of people who make some edgy statements, and poof, their Bank of America account is closed. So I highly doubt that this is the case. There must be some process by which speech leads to a Bank of America closure, certainly. A judge has blocked Trump's birthright citizenship order. A U.S. judge today blocked President Trump's order limiting birthright citizenship. So I believe that it's the case for, if you are an illegal migrant and the father of the child is an illegal migrant and the mother too, and one of them is subject to deportation proceeding or whatever, or has been deported, then the baby is not considered American. I think it's a very reasonable order that really only catches extreme cases, because there will be lots of cases where you have one illegal parent, but the other parent is an American citizen. Okay. But the order captures really only the most extreme cases. And it's all about this part of the 14th Amendment that says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. This part is very important, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. And notice the union is the word and. So it's, you can't just be born in the US and you're an American citizen. You have to be born in the US and already the subject of US law. Meaning, if your parents are citizens of another country and they are in the US illegally, you are not a subject to the jurisdiction thereof. You are a subject of your original country, of the original country of your parents. I believe the executive order was actually absolutely in line with the actual writing of the U.S. Constitution. Now, this is interesting because Trump caused this clash already. A judge has already blocked it. So this is going to go very quick to the Supreme Court. And I believe that with the current constitution of the Supreme Court, we might have a chance to finally put a dent in the question of anchor babies. It might be the first opening to, okay, not all babies born in the U.S. will be included. Lendald Guntram says, even if they are in the country legally, just like diplomats, their descendants do not become automatically citizens of the U.S. Absolutely, that is the classical example that is brought as an argument. Jeff Bezos' Amazon has removed statements advocating for LGBTQ rights and racial equity from its public listing of corporate policies per 404 Media. Interesting. The world is changing so quick. I have never seen a change of mood in a nation so fast. It's like the American people has been sleeping and suddenly awakened. Okay, let's put all of this DEI crap aside. Now, we have to be careful. We should, of course, celebrate the disappearance of DEI. And I would like to give credit to Fadam, because when we discuss in the private Patreon hangouts every month, one of the big predictions of Fadam was that the Republican Party was turning into this anti-woke, anti-DEI thing, but that's all they're going to do, that they're just going to make it a religion to be anti-DEI so hard. And in being so obsessed about this, they will kind of easily feel accomplished. Whereas there's much other things to do than get rid of DEI. We have to start an actual conversation on the demographics of the US and how unsustainable they are. But yeah, Fadam totally saw that this was the thing to come in the coming years. We're going to have people bashing on the dead horse of woke DEI. But it's so easy. When Jeff Bezos does it, you know it's easy, you know? So Jeff Bezos is removing the DEI stuff from Amazon. Lots of corporations have been acting in line with this also. We had Trump declassifying the JFK assassination and Martin Luther King files. How significant will that be? I don't know, given that a lot of these documents will have black markers, and sometimes I feel like they use the black marker to protect Israeli interests. Sometimes I'd like to see how this sentence ends, and we don't get to see it. So depending on the amount of black marker, I guess, we'll have some clarity on who killed JFK and why. There's the theory out there within the spheres of anti-Zionism on the internet is that JFK was killed because he was about to declare Israeli interest as being foreign interest for the purpose of reporting and tax and everything. Interesting theory. What can these documents bring to light? I don't know. John Drake says, I wonder how they will slow roll these releases. It's happening. Federal agents conducting raids and detaining individuals in apartments across Boston. Let's have a look at the video.
On the back, went inside one of the apartment buildings. Two agents waited outside. One person taken into custody that we saw. Whether this is connected to President Trump's effort to root out illegal immigrants, something he has promised to do, is unknown. We also saw federal agents at a building on Lexington Street, also here in East Boston. A witness there told us she saw one person arrested. There's roughly...
is this a hand for high five, or is this a hand for hiding people from the camera?
11 million undocumented people around the country. President Trump has said their priority is finding and deporting those with criminal.
So the priority is on people with criminal records, and we've seen gang members. We've seen people with extensive criminal records. That they had these extensive criminal records, but they are in sanctuary cities. So in sanctuary cities, the local police, they get these people processed for the crime, and then they release them in secret, ignore the notice from the federal government that says, hey, we need this guy because he's also a fugitive from us. And so that's what happens in sanctuary city. You have this kind of guy that's staying in sanctuary cities.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this
You can see the guy is violent. Just the way he says, I'm not going back to Haiti. You can see he's ready to kill.
Legal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Yo, Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
Fuck Trump. Thanks Obama for everything that you've done for me, bro. Wow, so this is what we had in the US that we could have gotten rid of forever, and we weren't doing it. So my point today on Twitter was to say, this right there is the proof to those leftists who argue that white genocide is not intentional. It is intentional. We had the personnel to get these people out. We were letting them in. We had the law to get these people out. We weren't using it. And it's therefore an end. And Trump didn't change the law, didn't hire new staff, with the very same staff that's been working under Biden for years. We're able to get this guy out of the U.S. So white genocide is an absolutely intentional strategy and policy. It's the Democrat policy. They want to let violent, aggressive people in society that will eventually make life unlivable for white people. Trump has also done something very important, the pardoning of those those pro-life people who get arrested in... Unbelievable to me. They get arrested in the country of the First Amendment for praying or for just standing there doing nothing, just too close to an abortion clinic. And the idea is that when they take these young pregnant women that and the social workers want them to have the abortion, they don't want these young women to be exposed to any sort of discourse to the effect that, hey, perhaps what you're doing there is an error. Perhaps you could consider another option. Or religious discourse that says, hey, you're about to kill someone. So this led to laws that force protests to be at a certain distance from the abortion clinics. But then there was the question of, can you stand silent? Can you stand silently within the perimeter that is it a protest to just be there? And you have a couple of grandmas that that have done nothing wrong. They just stood there, closed their eyes. And when the policemen were asking, are you praying right now? Because if they're praying, it would be a violation of the law. And they said, no, I'm not praying. I'm just, I just have my eyes closed and I'm thinking. That's a thought crime if I ever heard one. So these people have been liberated from jail. Absolutely non-dangerous people who just have a view on abortion and wanted to express it under the First Amendment.
A set of pardons for peaceful pro-life protesters who were prosecuted by the Biden administration for exercising their First Amendment rights.
Do you know how many?
I believe it's 23, sir.
23 people were prosecuted. They should not have been prosecuted. Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
A set of pardons.
Beautiful. That's a good decision. It's a shame that these people were given any trouble. We have a confirmation of a story from Patrick Hawley from the National File. He spoke to Vivek Ramaswamy on his phone and... He shows the message, the SMS as proof. What the fuck are you doing with a flip phone, Patrick Hawley, in 2025? That exists? Where do you get a flip phone in 2025? I don't know. But in any case, he shows the exchange that happened. And he says that Vivek has confirmed with him that Vivek is out of the Doge. Vivek is out of the Doge. And you know, we've seen, it was a weird statement that Vivek said. He said on Twitter, he said, I'm convinced that Elon Musk will take Doge to good heights, and I'm proud that I was part of it, and I will soon inform all of you about my future and what I will do going forward. So it looked like he was out of Doge, but there was no confirmation. We now learn that he was excluded from Doge due to the Department of Government Efficiency, due to his mocking of Americans. And you know, when he had that series of bad tweets, talking down over Americans and saying, you know, Indians are so much better. And there was even then a Dear Vivek video by Sam Hyde. You know, he was saying, it's not because of an innate American IQ deficit that we have to import Indians. It's because American culture has venerated mediocrity over excellence for way too long. A culture that celebrates the prom queen over the math Olympiad champ or the jock over the valedictorian will not produce the best engineers. So he was basically saying, and those are elements of American culture that I find totally honorable. The fact that we can be a society that doesn't just value one thing, and it's like your performance at math, and that doesn't lead to this robotic, oh yeah, you have to pool all of your efforts and being better at math. And instead, that rewards beauty, like rewards the prom queen and rewards the quarterback and rewards kind of dimensions of accomplishment of white people. To me, he struck at the heart of something very important, something that may be indicative of the greatness of whites in a whole lot of other fields. Perhaps white societies are so good to live in because we have these little traditions, because we have these village behavior and these weird social conventions that seek to define excellence as multidimensional. So I think he was totally off the mark when he made these comments, but I find it very based that he basically got kicked out by Trump of the Doge, and which means Trump can feel this attack on the American people, on whites, and say, no, Vivek, you're not with us anymore. You just burned yourself. Pretty based. Now, we don't have insight into what did Trump say exactly, but we know that he's out, and he's out because he showed that within him he had something deeply anti-white. Rudy Lacid says, Vivek has to go back, not because of the color of his skin, but rather because of the content of his character. Oh yeah, because he pumped and dumped a stock with about a medication. He promised everyone that this medication was wonderful, and then it became nothing. This medication wasn't usable at all, as it turned out. Saturnshine says, right, they brag about being the best in IT, but I've seen otherwise. Oh yeah, there is something about these Indians. I've been working with Indian employees and Asian employees, and it's like, okay, they have some kind of degree of capacity to do codes, but they're not particularly intelligent at it. They don't have vision. They're really just robots to code. You know, the first target of AI, instead of replacing all coders, should be to replace South Asian coders, Indians and Chinese. Because let me tell you, they're not particularly bright. Now, they can write something, and it's like you're going to have to review them for the heart of what it does, because they don't give a shit about it. It's like they can code 400 lines. It's like, okay, there's kind of the beginning of what it should do, but at the heart of it, it doesn't do what it should do. It does something completely opposite. DOJ has halted the federally funded legal aid for immigration court cases. I don't know if this is going to pass because, you know, in criminal law, you have the right to an attorney. In civil law, you don't. Now, in immigration, probably the government is not forced to give you a lawyer. And so if you don't have a lawyer, well, you appear in front of the judge and most people will end up being deported, I guess. But it's very good because I don't know that we should fund free lawyers to an infinite flow of people who, on top of it, may have entered here legally, some of them or all of them. We don't have a responsibility to defend the whole world and people who are not the subject of American jurisdiction. A beautiful comment by Mike Michelot, and I want to thank Naberius because Naberius sent me a super chat yesterday asking me to explain quantum inertia, and I did my best. I was nervous because I know that in science it's important to properly represent the theory of someone. Well, Mike Michelot has liked my explanation in video. He says, thank you for this, Jean-François. A clear and even poetic description of QI. I loved it. Well done. Just a note, it is the acceleration vector that determines the horizon, not the speed. Anyway, one of the best short introduction to QI I've seen. Merci beaucoup. Wow, that really warms my heart. I'm happy that I got it correct. Now, of course, I made this error. It's not the fact that something is advancing at a given speed that creates the horizon behind. It's when it's accelerating in a direction. It's when it's gaining speed. So it's the speed differential that creates this obfuscation of the universe behind you because the light can't reach you. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I wonder. That is so interesting because it has to do ultimately with the speed limit, the speed of light. At constant speed, the speed of light is still constant, I'm guessing, in QI. And so it has to be able to reach you. But if you accelerate, it doesn't have to. Blanket says, Jeff, have you had time making a new book? I've had zero time, my friend. Today, I was just trying to get back to maybe programming a little bit of lines in my game. And I'm like, I have a family to care for. I'm alone at this time because my girlfriend is back in the US for a while. So I have a lot of things on my shoulders, man. I have to do dishes. I have to do caring of the home, learning, all sorts of stuff. So, sorry, but I do not have time in the day right now to write the moral signal. But my life is so bright and so filled with future opportunities that I think in the coming years, I will find time to do crazy projects like finishing the writing of the moral signal, finishing the game maybe. But right now I am fully stacked all day with responsibilities that are quite an honor to do and that I put first in my life. Zelensky is ready to negotiate a deal. He would like to stop, says Trump.
You said that Ukraine's ready to make a deal. Did President Zelensky tell you that?
Yeah, sure. He's ready to negotiate a deal. He'd like to stop. He's somebody that lost a lot of soldiers, and so did Russia. Lost a lot. Russia lost more soldiers. They lost 800,000 soldiers. Would you say that's a lot? I'd say it's a lot.
Those are American numbers. I don't know that they are correct. But yeah, so we've had Putin rush to the Kremlin at midnight. Russian and Ukrainian channels are claiming that Russian President Vladimir Putin has been rushed to the Kremlin, with it being midnight currently in Moscow. So it seems that we may have a deal in the making. Now, Trump says that Zelensky wants a deal, wants it to end. But that's not what I've seen of Zelensky when he appears publicly. When he appears publicly, he's demanding stuff that is unrealistic. But if Zelensky can be realistic, and if Trump can be willing to give up some of the territories or all of the territories currently controlled by Russia, then it's totally possible that we would have a resolution of all this maybe tomorrow, maybe next Monday. It's totally possible. It all depends on can Zelensky shut the fuck up with wanting to take back control of areas he has lost. It's absolute nonsense. Precisely, Russia came into Ukraine on the pretext, at least, and perhaps on the deep reason, to protect the Russian people that were living in these areas, because they were oppressed under the Ukrainian regime, and they were denied public services and fairness in treatment and fairness toward their language. And so there's no returning into Ukraine. Are you crazy? Fertility breakthrough. Someone sent this to me and asked me, Jeff, is this good? New Israeli technology could double IVF success by selecting higher quality sperm cells. Researchers from Tel Aviv claim to have developed a precise method for selecting the most suitable sperm cells, and clinical research suggests it can dramatically improve the prospects of a healthy birth. So very good. There's much of the improvement in IVF from the 10% success that we may have had back in the start up to the 40% success of today. And in fact, there are some clinics that will tell you it's 100% success almost. But that's because they select, they do 8 embryos, and they look at those that develop the fastest, and they know that these have very good chance to implant. But in general, just basic IVF for the last 10 years is around 40% success rate. And much of the selection that is happening that has improved on that 40% is the selection of embryo. So it's the selection of, okay, this one became 8 cells in that many hours, whereas this one became only 4 cells in that many hours. So this one is better. So through this, they're able to do, let's say they do 8 embryos, maybe 3 of them will have the number of cells that indicate, okay, it's a very well-growing embryo, and they will implant those one. Now, this has the advantage that they can select at the level of the sperm. So if you know in advance that some sperm are very good and some sperms are not good, you can reduce the number of embryo you have to generate to reach a higher percentage. Shamrock Shake says, it's not cheap. Yeah, it's about $13,000 US in private clinics in the US, $10,000 Canadian. Depends on the country and the attitudes and the actual technology used, but we're talking about a big investment. But that is sometimes needed. More details about the new monetization model of Odyssey. So what we have is, it's going to be USDC as a currency. You're going to buy with a credit card USDC that will go into your Odyssey account. And the USDC, surprisingly, will not even be from our Weave chain. It will be a BSC wallet, which I think is preferable, because BSC is a very low-fee ETH clone. BSC is a great chain, let me tell you. We're talking about 1 or 2 cents per transfer cost. So can you imagine, other than the credit card payment that you may have to pay them 1%, 2% plus 50 cents okay, if you bring in $400, that's a very insignificant amount. But the BSC chain is like 1 or 2 cents per transfer, and it happens within 5 seconds. It's amazing. So they say that you will have USDC on Base, BSC, or Ethereum, and that will be your reserve of cash that you can pay super chats in USDC. Well, personally, I'm all for it. I think I want to stay on Odyssey and develop this model because I think it's the future. And I think passing money through wallets on the blockchain is very interesting to me. I think it's the future of money. Blanket says, is this better than the Stripe? Well, the fees have been very low, but in the end, you might be able to get more money to me than Stripe. Because what's happening with Stripe, the fee for credit card collection happens on every super chat. 50 cents, 30 cents, plus X percent. That fee, you will only have to pay it once to bring a big amount to Odyssey. Let's say you want to fill up your, top up your wallet with $500. And then you're going to choose, you can give 50 different super chats with that $500. But you're going to have paid the credit card fee only once. So all in all, there may be more money that gets in my pocket at the end. I find it amazing. I want super chats on the blockchain to be developed. And I'm happy to be on the first platform that tries to develop it. In fact, the decision of Odyssey may have impacted Rumble, because Rumble just today has announced that there will be a Rumble wallet developed for phones. It looks like they're getting into this nervous seeing Odyssey developed this capacity, and they are developing it now on Rumble. And it seems like it's just a few days after the Odyssey announcement. DK Shadow says, did JF switch to Diet Pepsi? Well, right now I have Pepsi Zero. Pepsi Zero. I alternate. It depends on what's on sale. So if everything is on sale, I tend to take Pepsi Zero or Diet Pepsi. If only the Coke is on sale, I will take Diet Coke or Coke Zero. That is usually my decision tree. Police report filed against liberal streamer Destiny for allegedly leaking sexual recording of fellow streamer Chiri. Other allegations of him doing similar things to other women have cropped up in recent days. What a creepy guy. This guy is having sex with men and women. There's now video of him literally just sucking dicks. Ah, man. And he's using these videos for extortion purposes. What the fuck? Like, can one of you not do this? Please. Can one of you not be Puff Daddy? Can one of you not be Jeff Epstein? You're so disappointing. It's like you give any sort of power to these Jews, they make a whole sextortion scam with it. I mean, down to the fucking FTX girlfriend. You know, the SBF girlfriend. She was in the Caribbeans. Suddenly people start sending her Bitcoin. She's with SBF. Directing FTX and passing Bitcoin and money between FTX and her firm. And what does she do? She starts a sexual harem. It's like, you can't help it. Why don't you become powerful and then not have sex with everyone? Just keep having sex with your wife. Just keep reproducing. Keep building your family. No, JF, I need to put my dick in everything. Man. Based Saxon says, imagine being his kid. Yeah, it's true. Destiny as a kid. We've seen him in a troubled clip where he was faking an attack on Destiny or something. DK Shadow says, at least don't film it and release it. Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to do a harem, at least make it a secret harem. California's Huntington Beach declares itself a non-sanctuary city. See how it goes? See how it goes quick. Law and Order is back, and suddenly all these cities are like, oh no, we're not a sanctuary cities. We don't protect immigrants. So it's amazing how much power. Trump is kind of the godfather. Trump, just like in the Godfather movie, you know how the Godfather never does anything. He just speaks. But just his speech is leading everyone around him to serve him and to do murders for him and to do all sorts of things for him. And all he has to do is be there in his office and kind of be tough in the words. But that's the great thing of the Godfather. It's that ultimately the Godfather never does anything. Except if you look into Godfather 3, I believe, that tells the story of the youth of the Godfather. He does his murder. He murders a judge or something, or some politician that was annoying other people. And that is the only thing that he really has to do to rise as the Godfather. But Trump is like this. Trump just takes control of America and everything falls in place. Even the leftists are like, even the leftists of Huntington Beach are saying, no, we don't protect migrants here. Wow, migrants, you've got dropped under the bus by your leftist friends. What else do we have before we close the show? From is celebrating Jewish businesses to be recognized as minority enterprises. In a historic move, the U.S. Commerce Department announced that Jewish businesses will now be classified as minority business enterprises. The designation opens the door for Jewish-owned businesses across the country to access billions of dollars in grants, contracts, and loans. That sucks, man, because we have plenty of successful Jewish businesses already. Do we really need more?